I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Richard Russo has penned another novel which adds to the 10 excellent books in his portfolio. His latest, Everybody's Fool, is a sequel to Nobody's Fool. For this new novel, he returns to the town of Old Bath in upstate New York. Lots of familiar characters have aged since then, some gracefully, others not so much. And, of course, the competition with the nearby town of Schuyler Springs continues, even though Old Bath is lagging further and further behind. Sully, Miss Burrell, the English teacher, Clive, Carl, Rub, Clarice, and Bootsy are all welcome parts of his 11th novel. Russo is a novelist, short story writer, screenwriter, and teacher. He was born in Johnstown, New York in 1949. Nobody's Fool has made its way to the big screen, and I suspect Everybody's Fool might follow that same path. My favorite of his novels is Straight Man, and I would surely love to see it come to film. One of the more interesting characters is Sully. He served and was wounded in World War II. Russo writes, "He hadn't been sure then and still wasn't now, even after the VA diagnosis. Had he gotten off easy? During the war, he'd somehow managed to be standing in the exact right place, while more talented men and better soldiers happened to be standing in the exact wrong one. Often that was right next to Sully. For a while there on Omaha Beach, there'd been a new, utterly lethal lottery every few seconds. Through diligence and judgment and skill, you could improve your odds of survival, but not by much. All the way to Berlin, the calculus of pure dumb luck had ruled, Sully its undeniable beneficiary. But that had been war. When the shooting finally stopped and the world returned to something like sanity, and he again had the leisure to reflect, things felt different. The boom which followed the end of the war never quite made it to Old Bath. One of the more interesting characters is Chief of Police Raymer. He has recently lost his wife to cancer, and he wallows in self-pity. Russo writes, "Raymer recognized Rub Squeers, Sully's sidekick, sitting in the small patch of shade. Something about his posture suggested that he was weeping. Could he be? Was he too remembering a loved one buried nearby? Was he too yearning for a new life, a new line of work? Maybe he'd like to swap jobs," Raymer thought, "because digging graves compared with law enforcement would be both peaceful and rewarding. The dead were past being troubled by the world's injustice, nor did they resist order. You could lay them out on a grid by the thousands without a single complaint. Try that on the living and see where it got you." I don't want to give the impression this novel is morbid. Plenty of humorous moments occur, along with some suspense, while Raymer tries to track down an ex-convict bent on revenge with a hit list. I read Nobody's Fool in the 90s and found Everybody's Fool even better. I think it might be interesting to reread these two novels, one after the other, for a more complete picture of Old Bath and Richard Russo's outstanding talent as a novelist. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKim. You can read more at rabbitreaderblog.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.